fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. And we are coming to you from Jethro with a Twist here in beautiful downtown Granville, Michigan. I'm glad to be here. We're going to talk a little Turkey Day this time, Bob, because you know what? This is the last time you hear our lovely voices before you're fricasseeing your turkey. So we're going to tell you how to we do it. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to, if you're a digital warrior, get online and check us out on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. And, of course, our website is thegrillinguys.com. You can find recipes. You can find a link to the podcast, free podcast. If you can't make the live broadcast, you can just download it. It'll come automatically to your phone every week, and you'll be forced to listen to us.
Yeah, right. And you know what? It's easy, and it's painless, and it's free.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Right. So, Bob, we both are, since we talked last, we both have gone to a deer camp. Mine much different than yours, I'm thinking. And then we're back. So I wanted to do a little recap because I did something that I've never done before. And I want to give a shout-out to Keith Harold and Joe Susanek, the two guys that had me out to their camp. I'm in northeast Kent County and went out there to do what I thought was going to be a laborious task and a little bit miserable, and it turned out wonderful. In that, I had to go out and cook a couple whole prime ribs, which I'll talk about in a minute. But the morning when I was getting ready to go out there, it was raining hard. During the cook, it was snowing sideways, and I got a big old iron smoker. You're familiar with it. It's called the Good One. And that thing does not do well when there's precipitation hitting.
It's not a good one.
Right, yeah. If you can get it out of the weather, then it cooks like a dream. And what happened was, is I get out there, and they had a little lean-to barn, and one of the guys had cleaned it out for me. So while I was outside, the smoker itself was under a roof. And it
makes all the difference in the world.
Oh, man, did it make all the difference in the world. And I put on 52 pounds of Sobey Meats prime rib, two whole primes. He seasoned them for me, and he took the bones off and then trussed them back on. And I put that on. I got the fire going. She, you know, it's an offset smoker. So I got the fire going. She was red hot. And they had a cherry cut up for their fireplace inside this place. It's a real nice place where I was. So I went and grabbed one of those sticks of cherry, threw it on those red hot coals, and I smoked those primes probably for about 40 minutes with pretty heavy cherry smoke. Wasn't bitter. It was just perfect on there. And then I put them on at about 2 o'clock, and they told me they wanted to eat it about 7. So I'm monitoring, cutting heat back, putting more to it, whatever, because I wanted those things at about 115, 120 center, right? Well, 7 o'clock rolls around, and there's probably half the guys there. So now it's like, whoop, got to put the brakes on.
Slow coming out of their trees.
Right. Well, or slow getting to the party or slow wherever they were. But anyway, long story short is I pulled that. The beef was done. It was I nailed the timing. But now I got an extra half hour. And they wanted it served hot. They didn't want it cooled, right? So what I did is the grates in this smoker are deep. So I pulled the meat all the way away from the heat, the offset heat. And then I took a little chunk of kindling and propped the door open on the front of the smoker. So I was getting fresh air going over top of them rather than through the firebox. And they stayed warm, and but it slowed the cooking down a whole lot. And we ate at 7:45, and they were, you know, I was cutting medium rare off the centers of those things. They were probably medium.
So you never threw them on the grill?
No, because
they were overdone.
Yeah, well, they were a little overdone, but secondly, we wanted to crisp them up, but the Good One smoker with that offset heat, you know, you get up by the heat, it's really hot.
Yeah.
And what I'd done is I'd rotated them twice. I started out with the bone side down.
They had nice crust on them.
Yeah, they had a really nice crust.
That's cool.
So it came together. Did some smoked salmon at the same time. You know, that's a smoker's got a lot of capacity. Did that with that little maple syrup recipe that I have.
Yep.
And with the mustard and the lime or the lemon. So it worked out really, really good. Awesome. Had a great time, man. And charcuterie boards were everywhere, and the wine was amazing. So Keith and Joe, if you're listening, thanks for the hospitality. Had a great time, guys, and I look forward to it next year.
Great. Well, I had a much different experience.
Yeah.
I'm in my big expedition tent, and of course it was raining and snowing, and we were dealing with lots. I brought up a load of wood, thank goodness, because I knew I'd be short on time.
Right.
And the wood I brought was only 1 year cured. Big mistake.
Right.
You got to have 2 years. I know better, but it looked pretty good. I thought I'd be okay, and it burnt okay.
You've been in the fire business your whole life, man.
It burnt okay, but the difference between okay and warm.
Right.
I know
that is a second year seasoning.
Yeah. And the temperature dropped significantly. So, long and the short of it is, about 3-4 days into it, the chimney is smoking.
Oh,
so I got up there in the middle of the night and I pulled the spark arrestor out and it just took right off. I had put the spark arrestor in per the instructions, shame on me, and it loaded up real quick
because
it's a hokey device. But other than that,
spark arrestor, so the sparks don't come out of the top and hit your tent.
Burn your tent.
Right.
But it really wasn't sparking much. And it was cold and rainy enough that it wouldn't hurt a thing. But also, you know, with that chimney sticking up in that cold weather, single stack.
Right.
If your wood's not quite dry enough, it wants to creosote up a little. So that cap just got creosoted. And
sure.
Yeah, we were smelling pretty bad. It was cold, very cold. But I brought my little gas heater and ran a little vent out through the front door up. It was pretty hokey looking, but it really kept my brother-in-law warm. We had great food. I made brisket before we left. I made ribs. I made chili. And Paul brought up some smoked pork chops that he got down at this place. I can't think of the name of it, but I've been to the shop down by Jonesville. And so that was good. And then we got to go to the Chase Creek Smokehouse one night and the Hawkins Bar one night. Because Friday night in Hawkins, you got to get the fish.
Yep.
And it is phenomenal. For $9.99, are you kidding me? It's
right.
Ridiculous.
All you can eat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so you brought up ribs. I want to talk a little bit about what you did with them at home and what you did with them when you got up to camp.
Sure.
Because that's not something that most people think that you cook and then reheat and they're going to taste good.
We'll visit that in just a second.
All right.
Here's the big problem.
Okay.
When we're bow hunting, we see nothing but bucks, and they're not big enough to suit my palate.
Right. Right.
Opening rifle, I got nothing but doe on me and those same spikes that kept coming around till that 8-point wandered in. But so I really wanted to get a doe right off the bat, but the only shots I got were at young ones, and I just don't like killing them when they're with mom.
Well, yeah. That's
you know,
right.
And I want enough meat. So I got to go back up, long and short.
Well, that is a chore. Yeah, I'm sure that's a problem.
And I know you won't go with me once I told you how cold it is.
Right.
Okay, here's another problem. I had one of those my wife's fancy inflatable mattresses.
Yep.
Queen size, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Started leaking.
Oh, they always do, man.
So I had to...
I'm telling you, in a 10th floor, up, there's too many things on the fourth floor.
I had something under it. I had to hook up the inverter and turn the motor on. It's got the built-in everything plugged.
Now that helps you sleep at night when things went in your ear.
No, I didn't leave it on. I should have. It would have been better than waking up three times and doing it. The long and the short of it is I ran into Big Rapids finally after a few days, and I went to this store called Big Lots.
Oh, yeah.
And I found these futons they sold,
mm-hmm.
and they had just the size I needed. Problem solved.
Yeah, so you have futons in the tent now.
It won't soak up any water. It was a big mattress.
Yep.
It's a big mattress, and it wasn't really what I wanted, but it was what they had.
Yeah, right.
So it fits nicely on that fancy Scandinavian sofa down in the man cave.
Okay.
Looks really good there.
Right.
And then those cushions that I had made for that sofa are going to be my new bed for
there you go. There you go. But
Make lemonade, baby.
Where there's a will, there's a way,
and
right?
And we got to go over and see the crazy cousins across the lake, and of course, Uncle Todd has his cottage right next to him. He's got this beautiful log cottage. Todd's 84. He lives in Cedar Springs. He's a legend. He's known for walking off into the bush with just a fishing pole and being gone for a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. loves to eat him some fish and drink some river water then. That's what's going on. Coming up next, we're going to do some grilled turkey. Stick with us. We'll be back.